Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Hillary Clinton is still keeping quiet about any possible presidential plans, but as she swung through Boston this afternoon, the former Secretary of State was not shy about sounding presidential and weighing in on some controversial national issues. WBUR's Asma Khalid has our story.
Thousands of women jumped to their feet to give Clinton a standing ovation as she entered the ballroom at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. Clinton was in town to give the keynote speech at the Massachusetts Conference for Women. It's this annual summit of professional women, bankers, nonprofit leaders, analysts. But Clinton did not begin with her usual focus on women's issues. Instead, she veered into the pain and frustration, she says, many Americans are feeling about the criminal justice system.
Each of us has to grapple with some hard truths about race and justice in America.
Clinton says she's pleased the Department of Justice is investigating cases of alleged police brutality in minority communities. But she says there's more we can all do.
The most important thing that each of us can do is to try even harder to see the world through our neighbor's eyes. These tragedies did not happen in some faraway place. They didn't happen to some other people. These are our streets, our children, our fellow Americans, and our grief.
Clinton then moved on to her bread and butter issues, equal pay and sick time. She praised Massachusetts voters for passing a ballot measure to approve earned sick time. And eventually, in a Q&A portion with an exec from State Street, she was asked the inevitable.
I think it's a question that's on... The question that's on everybody's mind, you served for 8 years as our First Lady. What qualities would be most important for a first gentleman?
Clinton dodged the question. She insisted any president needs people close to him or her to stay grounded.
I have no shortage of such people in my own life.
A more specific answer, perhaps, on another day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.